Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Chip and the mark of the beast, and everybody knows how amateur I am at videos.
And so I put together a couple videos on it. It's the information that's important, right? And all the aesthetics and the fun stuff. But you know what, folks? So many people are going to damn their souls to hell if they start listening to these people, because they're popping up all over the place. And there's big YouTube people with 200,000-plus subscriber bases putting out videos that the chip isn't the mark of the beast. And they're going to influence thousands to hell. These people don't think for themselves or bother to read the Bible themselves. I break it down in my videos on the mark of the beast being a chip. Mark, the Hebrew word they used for mark, means chip. The chip of the beast, or the name, or a number of the beast. And they can put these chips in the ink that they have for tattoos for on your forehead. Don't be fooled by it, because, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking about how they're tying in. The chips are all encoded, and it ties you into the beast computer. And it's an acronym, BEAST. I don't know what all the words are, but it's an acronym. And it's an actual computer, and there's three of them around the world. One of them is under the Walmart headquarters in Fayetteville, Arkansas. There is a base, an underground base, underneath the Walmart headquarters, and they have a beast computer there. They also have one in Brussels, Belgium, and I'm not sure where the third one is. Might be in Germany. I'm not real sure where the third one is. But when I found out they had one in Fayetteville, Arkansas, at Walmart, I was like, what the heck is that? And your chip, if you get it, and I'm saying do not get it, let me say, these chips that are encoded tie you into this computer. Now, the Bible says those who don't get it can't buy or sell without it. It doesn't say you'll be killed if you don't get it. It says you can't buy or sell, because they figure that's enough to get people to get it. They want it to be a voluntary thing. It has to be a voluntary thing, because you're damning your soul. It's like signing the dotted line, allowing Satan to have your soul. It's exactly what it's like. You get killed if you refuse to worship the beast. Now, the chip is just a bullying tactic, pretty much like vaccines are now. It's a bullying tactic. They try to bully you into getting it. What I've been talking... ...15 seconds. And they're trying to close my throat. See why I couldn't take this 3 days in a row? Literally, every time the show starts, they start with something. Every time. Anyway, folks, back to my show, because I like to ignore them as much as possible. But this chip will tie you into the main computer. Thank you, Father. Stop. And it's a two-way chip. It's two-way. That's why it's called RFID, radio frequency identifier, or identification, whatever it is. Radio frequency, folks. Because it's two-way. It sends and it receives signals to this computer. If anyone who's been chipped now, because we've all been chipped involuntarily, I pulled a chip out of my leg a couple years ago. I've had problems with it since. It can send signals to you, which means you can hear voices and all kinds of things from the other end, from the sender. Or it receives. They can hear what you're doing through the chip. Now, they actually say they can see things, too, but I don't know how that's... I don't know. They say it. I don't know how they can see what you see through your eyes through that chip, but they say they can. But if you ever hear voices, people think they're schizophrenic who get chip implanted because they hear voices. It's the chip. They don't know the chip implant. They just think they're going crazy. They're schizophrenic or whatever. They're not crazy. It's the chip. They have chips in people. That's why I came out with how to deactivate them using magnets, neodyme magnets. Now, you will not be able to use neodyme magnets to deactivate the beast chip if you get it, because the second you get it, your soul is doomed. There's no forgiveness. There's no second chances. There's no deactivating it because it changes your DNA instantly. You know, they've been looking for ways for years to find the Higgs boson God particle. And I've explained that every one of our cells in our bodies are stamped with the Father's name on them. And they're trying to find a way to eliminate that stamp. Everybody has light. And that's why when a person with light signs the dotted line, they immediately make them kill babies and drink blood and do sacrifices, because it takes all the light out of you. It'll take all the light out of that person doing that wicked, abominable stuff. It'll take all the light out of them. And when someone signs over to Satan, that's what they want to do. They want to take all the light out of them. They want them to be evil, dead corpses walking around. And so this chip is like a babysitter. It spies on you 24/7. There's no escaping it if you get it. It's a spy chip. And they can kill you. They can turn you off from one of these beast computers that it connects you to. They can flip the switch and kill you. They can turn you off. It controls your entire being. It's not just people are saying, oh, it's the work of your hands and your thoughts. Your hands and your thoughts, that's the big thing now. It's not a chip. Right-handed forehead means it's your hand and your thoughts, your works, your actions and your thoughts. Give me a break, folks. Sell it down a river. I'm not interested in the garbage. That's all it is. It's garbage. Like I said, there's precedence to this. It's been done before. Nothing new under the sun. What is it in Deuteronomy? When somebody marked the foreheads of the men, the people, it was a little mark. They're a little mark, folks. Lucifer tried to pull this off before, back in his rebellion in the early days, by having the angels who were on his side in their rebellion get marked. And now we have chips. To take it one step further, because you can't buy or sell. He's tied it into the money. The money. You can't. Now you have MasterCards with chips in them. All these debit cards now have chips in them. And you can't. You have to stick your chip in the chip reader. Your card in the chip reader. Well, now they're chip implanting people. So all they have to do is walk up to the reader and get scanned. They scan their hands. That's the big wave now. Every country's picking it up. Australia's doing it. Sweden's doing it. There's a few in America who are who are volunteering to get chip implanted. You scan your hands, don't have to carry cards anymore. What they don't tell you is the 100 other things that this chip will do to you once you get it. You know, people think, oh, it's great. I can go to a club and I can sit in the VIP section. I can get, pay with my hand. Folks, don't fall for people who lead you away from the fact that the mark of the beast is a chip. Because if you get this chip, you damn your soul. You'll damn your soul. You know, the whole thing about the abomination of desolation, was about Satan taking his place in the temple of God. Who is the temple of God? No, we don't need a third Solomon's temple. The Masons all want it. We don't need it. It's not even prophesied. Everything in Daniel has been fulfilled already. What we do have is an example of what Antiochus Epiphanes did. He placed a pig in the temple. That was called an abomination. Today, we are the temple of God. Our bodies are temples. And he resides within us. So how do you pollute the sanctuary? What's the abomination of desolation? Satan taking his place in the temple of God. Satan, you're taking Satan's initiationship into his kingdom. Because that's what the chip is, the mark is. You're initiating yourself into his kingdom. You're joining his kingdom on earth. And it's through his economic system. It's all money. It's always, you follow the money. It's his chip. It's his initiation sign. And you accept it into your body. You're polluting the sanctuary. You're polluting the temple of God. I get so annoyed by all these people who keep going on and on about how there's a third temple in Jerusalem and we're going to be at war with Russia. People don't know how to interpret scripture. I have the article on my website, The Abomination of Desolation. What is the Abomination of Desolation? You can read it. SherryShriner.com. Just go to my articles page. All my articles there. So don't get swayed by the government plants. That's all these YouTubers are. You know, you listen to their videos and their voices are dead. They're like dead corpses talking. You know, when you listen to somebody talk, you can feel the life or death in them. You can feel the spirit of God in them. And then some just sound like dead corpses. There's no life in them. It's like that Arnold Murray and his little puppet sidekick on those Shepherd's Chapel shows. They're dead. They're like dead corpses talking. I cannot stand to walk through the living room when that's on the TV. My husband watches it. Drives me up a wall. Because they're dead. It's like corpses talking. And then you listen to some of these big YouTubers online with huge subscriber bases, and they're dead. Their voices are dead. They drive you ballistic. There's no light in them. So don't fall for it, folks. Don't make me put up another video on chips. If you feel so motivated, put some out there, folks. I know a Truth Seeker blog put one out. It's pretty good. Got to combat this stuff because time is short. They'll still be here, but the Lord's people, first group's going to be leaving, and they won't be here to warn everybody else anymore. So, something else I want to talk about. Oh, today. Today in history. Because I love this kind of stuff. Dana keeps me up on it. Today is the day, according to the Book of Jubilees, that Noah and his family entered the ark. And they were in the ark for 17 days before the rain began. So, today's the day, the first day they went into the ark. No, after the show, Dana's going to tell me I got it all wrong. let me see if he's in the chat room and tell me I got it wrong. Okay, if you put in the chat room, some guest on Coast to Coast last night was talking about Bible prophecy. He got all caught up about Gog and Magog, saying it's Russia. You know what? I have an article or video out about that. The Gog and Magog War, Ezekiel 37 and 38. Guess what? That doesn't even take place this side of the millennium. When you read Revelation, what is it, chapter 20 or 21, and it talks about the 1,000-year millennial reign, and Satan is loosed out of his prison. He's cast into the abyss, chained and cast into the abyss for 1,000 years, and then he's loosed, and he gets loose, and he gathers up nations, and he comes up against Israel. That's when that war happens, at the end of the 1,000-year millennial reign. It's not even this side of it. And so many people are going bonkers on a war with Russia now because of Ezekiel, the misinterpretation of Ezekiel's prophecy. And that kind of stuff drives me nuts, you know. And I wrote an article, you know. Tomorrow is the day Noah enters the ark. Okay. Tomorrow, 13th. But anyway, yeah, so, well, you know today. Hey, tomorrow, Noah enters the ark. All this stuff has prophetic significance. That's why I like correlations. Anyway, yeah, the Ezekiel war doesn't even happen this side of the millennium. The Third Temple hoax. Lucifer doesn't even want it. Nobody needs it. The Masons want it. For whatever reason. Nobody needs it or wants it. On the other half of those who are awake, I guess you could say, because they're, you know, yeah, they want to make Jerusalem an international city. This is all like Masonry prophecy. This has nothing to do with biblical prophecy. They try to interpret scripture and then built a cult around it called Masonry, and it's just all wrong. They interpreted it all wrong. And attack me for saying so. So anyway, folks, any other questions? USA wants Assad ousted because he doesn't have a Rothschild central bank. He's protecting the Christians, which they hate. There's more Christians in Syria than Israel. There always was, Syria and Turkey. And let's see. They're going to let me talk. Ever feel like someone's throat's around, your hands are around your throat, it's just squeezing? But witches are chanting somewhere or something. Father can take care of it. Oh. Okay, so, anyway. So the mark of the beast is a chip. Most definitely is the chip because it ties you into the computer. The beast computer. That's how they can turn you off. Well, they just want to mass annihilate people. They can just do whole countries at a time. Turn everybody's chips off and kill them. I mean, they don't even have to unleash a nuclear bomb to kill massive amounts of people. They can just turn their chips off. You don't have to make them mad. You just have to exist. That makes them mad. You don't have to give them a reason to kill you. They'll kill you because they want to. No temple. Totally don't even need a temple. I don't even want it. Even Maitreya comes, and he's the Antichrist. He's Muslim. So why does he want a Jewish temple? And then there's Sananda. The Arabs think that Sananda, the Jesus, the fake Jesus of Christianity, is the Antichrist. A third temple would be completely blasphemous, people. It would be blasphemy because, you know, reinstituting sacrifices, that's a total kick in the face to the perfect sacrifice Yahushua already was. See, they reject Yahushua's sacrifice on the cross. They don't believe it was him that died on the cross. And so they'll rebuild this blasphemous temple or make it blasphemous by reinstituting sin sacrifices when he's already been sacrificed and has already risen from the grave. It's all the wrong reasons, folks. I like the other crowd. Who thinks that the ascendant? There's one crowd that believes we need the temple now to usher in the Antichrist. And, of course, they call it the Messiah. But it's their Messiah, but it's the Antichrist. And then the other half who says they'll build it when they come. I like that crowd because, you know, stops the stupid temple talk. Well, we need a temple. No, we don't. So, the only reason that Lucifer has anything to do with Israel in the last days is because he knows that when Yahushua returns to earth as the conquering Messiah, the second coming of Christ, that he's going to arrive in Jerusalem. And so he gathers up all of his armies to meet him when he comes down to Jerusalem. He thinks he's going to blow him out of the sky. That's the only reason he has anything to do with Jerusalem. He doesn't even have anything to do over there now. He's either in the Vatican or he's in America. Nobody likes the Middle East. They're all over here. Why? Because the Father's people are here. His light is here. Going to spend my whole time talking about the chip, but you know what? It's a little important. Millions of Christians are asleep. They're sleeping. No, it's not the chip. Oh, it crawls. Makes my skin crawl. It most definitely is. And if you read my book, which you haven't, a few of you, most haven't, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer himself talks about it being the chip. You got straight from the horse's mouth. But I can talk to him blue in the face. Nobody cares. Nobody cares because I'm a woman. If I was a man, it would be so much different. So I'm looking at the chat room, scanning it. If you guys have questions, you can put them in the chat room. I know you guys like to have interaction, so tomorrow is also the day that Yahushua rose from the dead on the Hebrew calendar. We got to follow three different calendars. It's crazy. You got the Enochian calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and the Gregorian calendar. And in case you're wondering, we're on the Gregorian calendar. The Hebrew calendar replaced the Enochian calendar. Nobody gave them permission. They just did it when they were in captivity, Babylonian captivity. They adopted a new calendar, and that's the one we're on today. The original Enochian calendar was a solar-based calendar, not lunar. And if you look at the Hebrew calendar now, it's lunar because the day does not start at night. The day starts at sunrise. The day is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is 12 hours. And the hours were numbered. You'll read in the New Testament that the ninth hour, the third hour. 1 through 12. Very simple. And the day started in the morning, sunrise, 6 a.m. Now, if you look at it, it's always night, lunar. Everyone thinks that the day begins at night because of the way they translated Genesis 1 that made the earlier Jews real angry about how they translated things in the KJV. Remember, I talked about that, how they killed them off to shut them up because the Jews were angry, and the Christians think, oh, the Jews are angry because they reject Jesus as the Messiah. Now they're mad about a lot of things that they mistranslated. Yeah. Sherry, what is your opinion about the writings of Thomas that were found in Egypt in the 1900s? What is that, the Qumran cave? I don't know, I haven't read them. And Thomas, Doubting Thomas. I haven't read his writings. But I like the Nag Hammadi collection. I've read that, most of it. And the Dead Sea Scrolls. I've read quite a few out of each collection. My favorite book is Enoch. Enoch and Matthew. Those are my two favorite books. I've spent my life in the Book of Revelation. I mean, practically have it memorized. So I'm coming out with another video. I know I've been uploading the last 2 days. I've uploaded about 13 videos. That's because I'm taking them off my backup channel. They were videos that were on my backup channel because YouTube put me in timeout on my main channel. And so I put all those videos on my back channel, backup channel. So I'm putting them back, uploading them up to my main channel. So that's why so many are popping up all of a sudden. Because I just want to get everything together on my main channel. Yeah. So I'm working on another video, like I said. And I'm working on what I consider really creepy, especially when you see it. This whole Elon Musk thing. And this guy is a work of art. He really is. If you don't know who Elon Musk is, he's the guy behind Tesla Motors and these electric cars that everyone always says are junk. But he is like a tech billionaire. He's a multi-billionaire. He's also the one behind Spacecom. Or SpaceX, who we all know Bush and DARPA are behind. And Russia's probably about the ones behind the Tesla technology, because America has always ignored and avoided Tesla for some reason. You won't see the name Tesla in any of our school books here. Most people don't even know who he is. Well, now they go to my chest. Most people don't even know who he is. Oh, can I get a break? Can I buy a break here? Most people don't know who he is, and okay, there we go. What is that? Alright. Where was I? SpaceX. Tesla, and now he's doing Neuralink. And Neuralink is what I've been talking about for, I brought it up last year and didn't even realize what I was talking about. Remember when I was talking about mind wiring? And a Neuralink. Hello, Neuralink. That's exactly what it is. And so, I'm looking for things that could describe what I've seen, and so that's what I'm working together on a video. People are wondering what I've seen. I am a seer. I am a prophet and a seer. A seer is someone who sees things, and the Father shows me things, and then I don't always know what I'm looking at because I'm not a scientist. And so they've been doing this thing. You know, I love how he says, oh, I'm going to create a company called Neuralink. And we're going to merge the mind, the brain with machines, computers. You're going to? Oh. beyond going to we're already doing it, and we have people stashed in underground bases on beds and cots and gurneys and coffins hooked up to machines. They literally do. It's like one of those big cloning labs or rooms, except they're laying on these glass coffins, and their heads are hooked up to machines, which are they're computers. They don't look like our type of computers, but they're computers, because what they do is send and receive signals or data transmitters. And this is how crazy it gets, folks. They can kidnap you off the streets, and they can put you down wherever they have these things. They're off-world, on-world, I don't know where. They're off-world. They're both. They're off-world and on, because they have so many of them stuff everywhere. But you could have this huge underground base. Let's say it's Dulce Base. That seems to be where they do all the creepiest stuff. And they have 1,000 of these glass coffins lined up in rows. Because that's what they look like, glass coffins. And they throw you in one of these coffins, and you're tied down, and they put these electrodes through your head, onto your brain. And I found out that that's called neural lace. To find stuff to try to describe what I see all the time. It's called neural lacing. They're already doing it. And then what they do is they make a clone or lookalike of your body, of who you are. They clone you. And they put that person out in society to take your place. So you're, let's say John. We'll give him the name John. John gets kidnapped off the streets. He's putting the glass coffin, the electrodes on. Then they clone John, and clone B goes out into society to live as John A. So John B, who has all the thoughts and memories of John A, he knows where to go, where he lives, who his wife, who his kids are, whatever, his family, he recognizes them all, because he has John's A brain in him. So he thinks. He thinks he's John, but he's really just a clone, doesn't know it. And John A is fully aware of what John B is doing, okay? Because he can see and hear everything John B is experiencing, seeing, and doing. Because see, that it's a two-way transmitter. Like I said, the RFID chips are neural lacing. It's the same thing. You can send signals and receive signals. And so John A and B are very connected. Only John A doesn't know John B exists. John B doesn't know A exists. He thinks he's the real deal, but he's not. But the guy stuck in the coffin, he knows what's going on. And he can't do a thing about it. All they can do is sit there and watch his life being played out by a fake clone. And so what that person can do is send thoughts to the clone. Like if he's talking to somebody, he can send his thoughts on you know, how he would answer the person's question or whatever. They're indirect. It's like they're sharing a brain. He can share a brain with the clone that's operating in society on his behalf. That's how creepy this technology is. Yeah. I went to war with it last week, and we released a lot. I'm not going to give an exact number right now. I'm over a million. Over a million of these people who were locked up in coffins. Yeah. Yeah, it's creepy. I told you, you know, you guys... Back in 2005, the invasion had already begun. And these are the ways they do things. This is how they've been taking over the world. Everyone's waiting for an outward manifestation of UFOs to attack the world, and that means the aliens are here. They've been working here all along. invasion already began in 2005. They're replacing people. Replacing people all over the planet with fakes. India, the Middle East. Those were the first target areas. And like I said, ask yourself, why does Beijing have the largest cloning facility in the world? Why do they need a clone when they have... Oh, they're going to kill me. 1.2 billion people in population as it is. Why do they need more clones? Because they're replacing the real humans with clones. And then you take the real human, you stick it in the base, and you practice science with it, like Neuralink. They use these people as guinea pigs and lab rats to perfect their technologies. That's how they got the whole idea with the chip implanting, connecting them to the main computer, the beast computers. They've been using people as lab rats for years to be experimented on. They can wire your brain. They're doing it now. It's called Neuralace. Only I don't think anybody else has picked up the thing that I did on the two different aspects of how they're doing it, with the first, the John A. being locked up in the base, and John B. living in society as the real person. And the reason they're so lifelike and so sellable that you would never never think that it's a fake is because he thinks, speaks, and does exactly the same thing as John A. would do. They're already doing it, folks. They've already fooled you. If I named politicians that are actually neural-laced already, you would die. You would die. It's already bad in your faces. And I like how they say AIs, robots, robotic, whatever, synthetics. And when they show them, they look like those Iron Man type robots, aluminum metal type, whatever. Really? They're so far beyond that. If you want to see the AI robots that they say they're working on, just turn to Fox News. Any of them, the news reporters, and ask yourself, why do they all have voices? Why do their other voices sound so familiar? Especially with the women. It's like they all share the same voice box. And you hear it in the clones and on the fake commercials during the day, too. Daytime TV commercials. They all have that same fake, well, it's just the same voice. It's just a female voice. Yeah, I guess, hey, cheap labor. You don't really have to pay them. You just turn them off after the broadcast or after they do their little commercial. You just put them back in the box. Turn them off and put them back in the box. We're surrounded by fakes. Everything is just an illusion for the puppets that are controlling the earth. Anyway, folks, I will be back Friday at noon. Until then, everybody, God bless.